This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the New Media Minute here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Richie Ote. What's up, Richie Ote?
Hey.
Mary Valet is off in New York City, gallivanting. YY is holding it down in the studio. And we got the one and only, the icon of influence himself, Mr. Brad Costanzo, hanging out with us. And Brad is a...
Icon of influence.
That is what we are calling you guys who are coming to the New Media Summit. So you actually be one of the icons at the New Media Summit. Nice. And folks will have a chance to meet Brad and our team from Reinvention Radio and... Well, 38 other folks who have some pretty good shows out there that you'll have a chance to pitch us on who you are and what you do and leave
as
you with bookings in hand.
Yes. As I call them, the other Rands.
The other, yes, those folks. But no, here on the New Media Minute, we cover a lot of ground in regard to the new media landscape, whether it be in the audio world or video world or blogging or social media or mobile, et cetera. And I thought what we would do here in advance of, well, the New Media Summit, which is coming up at the end of the month, is kind of play a little fun game. And Wade, of course, you know, love for you to chime in on this as well. But play a little fun game of what I might call
truth or dare.
Truth or dare? Yeah, no, they're spin the bottle actually. So it is radio. We'll just have to be very descriptive. But future casting. So I thought we might take a look at kind of where you guys are seeing this whole world of new media headed. I mean, I have my thoughts around that, but I'd love to get your take just in general in terms of plastics, right? Straight to plastics. It's all about the plastics. So let me ask you guys this. So Richie, I'll start with you. As far as the future of new media is concerned, right? Whether it's in audio or whether it's in video or blogging, social media or in apps, I will start with this question of, is new media a fad, or is this the way that it is and it's here to stay?
I think the platforms will change, but not only is new media here to stay, I think it's actually old school stuff with different tools. So it's still relationships, it's still communication, it's still all it's ever been, it's still 5 to 10 touch points. But we use new tools, and so you don't realize you're retweeting and your picture and your name being shown on someone else's, that was one touch point, right? Mm-hmm. And then you made a comment on someone else's blog and touch point two. So the tools will change, but new media won't, even though I know this is weird. I think you understand my concept. I'm just not saying it in like a regular English sentence.
Okay. Yeah, no. All good. So, Brad, what's your take on it? I mean, let's just start with that question. I mean, is new media, is it a fad?
I don't even think it's a thing anymore. I think it's now media. I think it is completely replaced, in my opinion. I think it's replaced regular media. It's so ubiquitous that I think new media is so, you know, old. Mm-hmm. Old hat.
It's an old term for new technology that is now current technology that is no longer new.
Absolutely. But what happens is
But there's still arbitrage, though. Yeah. They're definitely still – like I would never put money in a regular commercial, but I'd still put money in a Super Bowl commercial if I had that much money.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, it – at times, it's phenomenal.
So is
moving towards the new.
Is there a delineation then between? I mean, that's what you're saying. Is there a delineation between?
I'm actually trying to add to him. I'm not trying to. I agree. I think it's now what Brad is saying, but it's all those tools, right? So that's just an old tool now.
All right, so Brad,
but there's still uses for old tools sometimes.
No, I agree. Sure. So I don't think that they're. I mean, the old school tools of way, like mass media, is starting to become, you know, hyper-targeted media. And that's what podcasts are. That's what everything else is, as opposed to just broadcasting out shotgun style to the masses. Now, you know, I could do a show on, you know, whatever and hit people because the ability to hyper-target people is so powerful. And I think big companies, Fortune 500 companies, et cetera, are still going to utilize television and radio and things like that. I just think they use that as well as everything else. So I just think it's now it's media. It's mass media is just there's a massive opportunity.
So Wade, what's your take on it?
Yeah, well, you know, again, like you guys are saying, don't get caught up in platform. 3,000 years ago, people in Greece stood on a platform and told stories. Through the years, all that's changed is a platform that we're telling the story on. So there's the universality that Richard's mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught up in platforms. Just follow consumption patterns. Go wherever the eyeballs are without worrying about that detail. Just tell the story, Rich. And then there's one more thing I want to add. But, Rich, if you want to chime in.
No, no. I mean, you can say your one thing. I won't forget. But
okay.
it goes with that.
The final thing is, but here's the change. The internet broke geographic exclusivity. I'm no longer the only hardware store in town. I've got 20,000 competitors. The phrase or the concept is distributed. In the past, if I wanted presence, I bought a big billboard on the main thoroughfare. But we're not driving all down that thoroughfare anymore. So now if you look at somebody that has a big media presence and they seem to have a big billboard, when you go up and look at it, you discover it's 10,000 little pictures. It's all the touch points that Richard's made. Mm-hmm. So to me, the big distinguishing factor is it's about distributed media rather than concentrated. Don't get caught up on platform. Tell your story.
Okay. So, Richie, you were going to jump out of your chair on something there?
Well, I mean, it was a couple of things. He covered part of it right there at the end, but it's the interesting time is now people have a platform in which they might have a huge audience but don't know how to monetize anything. Mm-hmm. And that's unique in and of itself,
yeah.
Right? That hasn't been around for a long time. Normally, you didn't get a platform until you had all that.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely a discussion for another day,
no,
for
of course,
sure.
Of course, of course. But where I was going to go with that was that you need to really basically, if you have influence and you have a platform these days, you have to, the consistency thing from your podcast, Brad, like if it's a constant fight for earballs, mm-hmm. and eyeballs and earbuds, excuse me.
I like earballs. I use that all the time.
Yeah, I mix them up constantly.
Yeah.
But if it's that constant fight, you have to be in front of them constantly, right? So it's really, where are they? That's what I was going to say. Like, it's where are your customers?
Yeah. All right. And so in the last couple of minutes here as we wrap, Brad, let me ask you this. What about the future of this landscape, whether we're calling it media or new media, it's irrelevant at this point. So just as far as the future of this landscape is concerned, what do you think people need to be cognizant of?
I think they need to be cognizant of the fact that it's democratized now. Anybody can start a podcast or a YouTube show or a platform, right? But because of that, now there's going to be a bunch of crap crowding the airwaves and the internet.
Yeah.
So it makes it harder for really good quality shows to get discovered. So I think if you are trying to be an influencer and trying to have a platform, you just got to either focus on A, having really good quality content, B, having some good marketing and knowledge behind it, but then also looking for points of leverage of how you can stand out so that the cream rises at the top.
Yeah.
I think if you are an individual and just a consumer of it, it's like you've got more options than ever to just have hyper targeted stuff that, you know, is important to you. But ultimately, you know, building influence with anybody gives you access to opportunities that you would never have. So
yeah.
I'm actually writing a book. The working title this is not necessarily the title, but maybe it is. It's how access and influence creates opportunity, and that those are the access and influence are the hinges that swing the door of opportunity open.
Mm-hmm.
Because access is much more than just access to people. It's ideas. It's capital. It's anything, and then influence is kind of like the other side of that.
Yeah. Oh, really good stuff. Appreciate the insight on that. And can't wait to read that book, man, because I think there's going to be some really powerful stuff there. So Brad Costanzo from Bacon Wrapped Business.
Sizzling hot business advice. Guaranteed to make you fat. Profits.
Nice. All right. Well, for White Wed and for Richie Ote and Mary Goulet, who is off in New York City. And for Brad Costanzo, Bacon Wrapped Business, I'm Steve Ulsher. And of course, we encourage you to join us live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific at reinventionradio.com. And we'll talk to you guys next time on the New Media Minute. Take care, guys.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you.
In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.